This is Duchess Willow of EbonyFemdomPhoneSex.com. 1-800-601-6975. Ebony Erotic Domination is the name of my latest blog post, and it's an experience that involves all of your senses. And even when remotely engaged, one can be sensual and long-lasting. If you've been following along with my Tales of the Black Woman's Experience, then you know that I take my craft seriously, and that I like to have fun being a fuck doll when I'm not fucking the fuck dolls. My realm of domination involves my pleasure just as much as yours, and hands-on, hand jobs, and handy submissives. That means if your pleasure is being my cocksock screaming my name, then your reality will be such. Domination means different things to different people. For some, dominance, BDSM, and femdom have nothing to do with sexual penetration. Since there's a hardcore domination and sensual BDSM, you need to choose the right mistress for the realm of femdom you want to make your home. Which means if you like oral servitude, you probably want to play out a scene with a femdom who enjoys oral sex. What this all means in regards to Ebony Erotic Domination is that I do enjoy oral sluts. I want you to use your tongue and your lips and make your mouth my seat. Just read the Ebony Office Dom to get a taste, pun intended. There is more to erotic domination that is sensual and enjoyable for both the dominant and the submissive. And you have to be open and willing to learn what pleases your mistress so that both of you have a pleasurable experience. So how would a submissive provide an erotic experience to an ebony femdom? Well, for starters, by making yourself a resource as opposed to a burden. I like male submissives that bring something to the table, like my dinner and a glass of Pinot Noir, for starters. Men who know how to cook and serve make me very, very happy. You know what else makes me happy? Bubble baths and a scalp massage. Because of the time and energy it takes to wash my hair, by the time I'm done, all I want is relaxation. So draw me a bath, wash my feet, massage my back, wash my hair. Don't worry about technique. That's where my instruction comes in. I tell you what I like and what feels good, and you answer that call to action. So, after a nice bath and scalp massage, what I want from my submissives is butt rubs. My favorite scent of massage oil is jasmine, warmed up and rubbed over every inch of my body, starting with my back, working down to my luscious ass cheeks, where you will knead and massage the stress and tension out of my body. Nothing puts me to sleep faster than butt rubs. They're very relaxing. Of course, you're going to finish massaging my whole body first because touch is very sensual. But don't be surprised if I fall asleep on you. And before you start pouting, there is no better gift to your dominant than a restful sleep. There are other gifts, of course, so I'm going to share with you how you can further be an asset to your mistress. Step number one, the Ebony Femdom loves gifts. Go to my wish list. The link is in the blog. Nothing puts a smile on my face like receiving an unexpected gift from a respectfully obedient sub. Step number two, respect my time. I know you want my attention. I want my light bill paid. You feel me? So showing me that you value my time is essential to endearing me to you. And how you show me you value my time is by doing phone and text sessions with me. This works two ways. The first way Is that all that attention that you want? Well, this ensures that you get my whole and complete attention. And the second is that while in session with me, you can get all of your questions answered, from the intimate to the absolutely insane in nature. And I will make you feel like you and I are the only two people in this world. So if you've never spoken to me before, get a 10-minute session, just the intro, talk to me, say hello, ask me your pressing questions. That way my time is valued and your time is valued and you get the answers that you need. Think about that. What does someone who claims to be a submissive, let me give you an example, asking several questions of a mistress and expecting free attention look like? What does that look like? As opposed to an in-session experience where you know all of those pressing questions will be answered and your mind will be put at ease. You want your mind at ease and my attention, yes? You want to give me the respect and submission I deserve, yes? Then this is something that will be clear to you and comprehensible. I want us both to enjoy and receive pleasure from each other. How much do you enjoy the company of someone who endlessly nags you? Unless your fetish is the nagging, nonstop talking housewife, that is a fetish that is never satisfied. That answer would be none. In the same regard, I do not enjoy the company of a nagging, disrespectful, so-called submissive. So make sure your energy is one that feeds my spirit. And lastly, here is how you can have an ebony erotic domination experience of your own. If you're able, follow the succeeding instructions in my blog at ebonyfemdomphonesex.com to do sessions with me. If you are unable, but you still want to subjugate yourself to me in some form, you can help by sharing. You can help by sharing this blog, sharing the podcast. I use a lot of social media to spread the word about my services. If finances are an obstacle for you to sessions, you can serve and show your appreciation by linking to my blogs, liking my tweets, leaving comments on my blogs, and being an essential social media sub. If you want free social media assignments, all you have to do is email me. Follow the Ebony Femdom's instructions. You have the option of calling, texting, or custom erotic instruction. In the event that you are unable to call or text, I know you may have limited privacy. For phone appointments, I will give you the number. It's 1-800-601-6975. You ask for Duchess Willow. You can pay for texting sessions online at sexytexting.com. For custom ebony erotic domination audios, you can email me at willow@enchantrixempire.com for inquiries, and purchase your custom audio online at the highlighted location on the blog. It's painfully simple, don't you think? And it is something that will make us both very happy. Until then, thank you for reading this blog, and remember to stay blessed.